Hello and welcome to News Now. I'm your host, Taylor Inman. We're going over this week's biggest headlines for Northwest Montana. Striking the Tally Lake Ranger District office on Sunday, thieves made off with an American icon. At about 3:30 a.m. on April 28th, a pickup truck drove up onto the sidewalk outside of the Wolfpack Way District office in Kalispell, and its occupants stole the two-dimensional visage of Smokey the Bear affixed to a fire prevention sign. Officials said the sign of the beloved bear was relatively new. Smokey, who was born as the symbol of a public fire prevention campaign on August 9, 1944, is turning 80 this year. The Tally Lake Ranger District's bear has been seen on better days holding a shovel. He is described as wearing a peaked khaki campaign hat and blue jeans with his name emblazoned on the belt buckle. If Smokey is not returned, his replacement will cost the district and taxpayers, officials said, an estimated $3,500. The Forest Service is asking the public for help regarding Smokey the Bear's whereabouts. Any information can be given to the Tally Lake Ranger District at 406-758-5204. A Montana man who pleaded guilty to leaving voicemail messages threatening to kill Democratic U.S. Senator John Chester and his family was sentenced on Wednesday to 2.5 years in prison, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. 30-year-old Anthony James Cross of Billings pleaded guilty in January to making threats to injure and murder a U.S. senator. U.S. District Court Judge Susan Watters accepted a plea agreement that called for dismissing a charge that Cross made threats against President Joe Biden. Chester's office did not immediately respond to an emailed request seeking comment. His office has declined to comment on previous stories about the case. Threats against public officials in the U.S. have been steadily climbing in recent years, including against members of Congress and their spouses, election workers, and local elected officials. Another Montana man, Kevin Patrick Smith of Kalispell, was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison in August of 2023 for threatening to kill Chester in voicemails left at the senator's office in Kalispell. Vandals struck the Boys and Girls Club and the Ruiz Wrestling Academy in Columbia Falls over the weekend, doing thousands of dollars in damage. They broke windows and cameras and stole weights from the weight room, as well as several fire extinguishers. They also sprayed about $75,000 worth of new wrestling mats with fire retardant, according to Kyle Rosenbaum of Ruiz Rentals. Rosenbaum said the vandalism happened sometime over the weekend, and the building was secured on Friday. The biggest headache is cleaning up the powder off of the wrestling mats from the fire extinguishers. Vandals not only sprayed the mats, they also stole the extinguishers and stole all of the 10-pound weights out of the weight room. The Ruiz Wrestling Academy is a nonprofit academy for youths in Columbia Falls. Rosenbaum grew up in Columbia Falls and was disheartened by the site. He said they are working toward an improved security system for the property. Owner Mick Ruiz is planning to donate the property to a nonprofit that will in turn rent it back to the Boys and Girls Club for $1 a year. There is also a hope to put a daycare in the lower level of the former school. Contractors have begun renovating the floors for the Boys and Girls Club, which have already moved into the building. The vandalism was reported to the Columbia Falls Police. Anyone with leads is asked to call them at 406-892-3235. Habitat Humanity of the Flathead Valley wants to build more homes more quickly, but to do that, it will need to substantially increase its number of volunteers. The nonprofit's goal is to increase the number of houses built from 3 to more than 10. A key source of volunteers for the organization all over the United States is a group of volunteers called Caravanners. The volunteers travel from one Habitat home build site to the next in their own RVs at their own expense. Most Caravanners are retirees with extensive construction experience. They usually stay for a couple of weeks at a local Habitat construction site and dramatically increase the rate at which the homes are built. The increasing cost of campsites in the Flathead Valley have made it difficult for traveling volunteers to stop here, so in response, Habitat Flathead is installing RV hookups in the yard behind its Kalispell Restore to accommodate. More than half of the spots have already been reserved for this summer. To find out more about volunteering or making a donation, visit habitatflathead.org. Thanks for joining us. News Now is a podcast from the Daily Interlake. We're proud to be the largest independent newsroom in Montana and the oldest paper in the Valley. Consider becoming a subscriber to support our work. Call Circulation at 406-755-7018 or go to the Subscribe tab in the top right corner of our website. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel to never miss an episode of the pod. Everybody stay safe and have a great week.